Charlotte at 6.
Thank you, Anna. Charlotte at 6. I'm Mark Garrison. And coming up at 6:23, how bad is your COVID haircut? Have you tried to do it at home? Well, Charlotte barbers are apparently doing a healthy business trying to straighten out the mess that a lot of people have made cutting their hair at home. So we'll tell you about that coming up. But we start tonight with a question. Are you ready to play?
Let's play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Here we go.
Governor Roy Cooper sounded a bit like Regis Philbin today from the old Millionaire Game Show.
Over the next 3 months of summer, four people will win $1 million each. Simply for being North Carolinians who've gotten at least one vaccine in our state.
But wait, there's more. Kids 12 and up who got the shot will also be in a drawing for college scholarships worth $125,000 each. So it has come to this. You've got to offer big money to get people to roll up their sleeves. Our Brett Jensen joins us from the South Park newsroom. Brett, I'm not sure if it was 100% clear, really, but my understanding is that everyone who's gotten the shot will be automatically enrolled in this this drawing, correct?
That is correct. But there's a couple of caveats. A, you have to have been or are a North Carolina citizen
right. Who
actually got vaccinated in North Carolina.
Okay.
If you live in Fort Mill and got vaccinated in Charlotte, can't help you.
Okay.
If you live in Charlotte and got vaccinated in Fort Mill, can't help you.
Okay. So, and then the other thing is, if you have not gotten the shot yet, but you get it now because of this game, your name goes in the hat twice, correct?
It's the 23rd is the first drawing.
Yep.
It's 13 days from today, and that's a Wednesday. And then 2 weeks later on August 4th on a Wednesday, or 2 weeks later, you get another vaccinated. So they're going to keep doing this like every 2 weeks.
Yep.
And this is going to be a very interesting thing. And, you know, hey, four people are going to win it. And I think I saw the odds from some data scientist say that it was like 1 in 4 million that you get the chance to win, where a Powerball is obviously a lot more. A chance to win $1 million in Powerball is 1 in 11 million. So you got a lot better chance to win $1 million here as long as you get vaccinated.
So will it work? And the governor was asked today, I want to play a little of this. He said he was asked about the wisdom of offering a big bribe just to get people to take the shot.
Well, a lot of people are not opposed to getting a shot, but simply have a busy life, don't realize its importance to themselves and their families. And we are seeing in other states the things that have motivated people to say, okay, I was going to do that anyway. Hey, maybe I can win $1 million, or maybe I'll get this $25 cash card. So whatever motivates people, we want to do what works, because it's not only important for that person and the family, but it's important for our entire state.
Now, what's interesting about that, I'm not sure that I fully buy into that, because you've got about 25% of the population not vaccinated. I think it's hard to make the case that 25% is going, oh, I'll do it. I just haven't had time. But now that you're offering $1 million, I'll definitely do it.
Yeah, so I'm with you on that in terms. I just don't find it very practical that people are going, you know what, I really want to do it, but I haven't had time.
Yeah.
We've been doing this since March. And so, you know, you've had time. I mean, whether it's a weekend somewhere on a Saturday or a Sunday, or, you know, before they closed up and started having specific places where you could get the vaccine, you can pretty much go anywhere. You can go to you can walk into CVS and get it. You can just wherever. And so that, I just don't buy that, Mark. I really don't. But I will say this. When Ohio did it, They say they had a 23% increase in vaccinations.
Wow. And the governor said today they spent some time consulting with behavior experts who said, believe it or not, that, well, yeah, people, if you offer them money, they might take the shot. Well, duh.
Well, yeah, it depends on how much you're willing to offer.
I wonder how much we paid those behavior experts for that opinion.
Right. That's a great point. But no, that's the great thing about this is that, you know, okay, we know that this is being funded by it from a lot of different levels, but at the end of the day, it's all coming from your pocket and my pocket who's paying
right.
for this.
That's exactly right.
You know, and so that's the thing. If they think, like, if they think they can get an extra 10% of the people to do this, then, you know what, so be it. But at the same point, I'm with you. It just, I don't buy the fact that people just haven't had a chance to get it and really want to do it. I don't buy that.
No, because the polls have been consistent that about 25% are not going to take the shot, period. And that's about the percentage we're looking at roughly here. But I do think, obviously, this will cause some people to get the shot. And of course, the question that Cooper really couldn't answer today, he and Mandy Cohen, is, okay, well, what does success look like? They still would like for 66% of the population to be vaccinated. But then Mandy said, well, maybe this will drive it higher than that. But they couldn't really say what they're looking for success-wise on this.
You know, and they initially said way back when this whole thing started in terms of vaccinations and they started rolling them out in phase two and phase three and all that, you know, initially it was, you know, 70%. They, you know, if they got 70% of the state vaccinated, they thought that was a big win and basically caused for herd immunity. And then, you know, he lowered it a little bit to 2/3, 66%. So, you know, but I guess that's about the magic number. I think they feel like if they can get 2/3 of the population vaccinated that are eligible to be vaccinated, especially 18 and above, then I think they're going to consider that a big win. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Every person that you ask about what is herd immunity, they'll tell you 55 to 80%. And so that 66%, 70% seems to be in the middle of that.
All right, so the first drawing is when again? It's a week from Wednesday, I think.
Yeah, it's this 23rd.
Okay, all right.
And I think they're going to do it live, like the lottery.
Oh, well, that would be kind of fun. Build some excitement with it. Although,
you know, or at least announce the winner during his press conference. So yeah,
they could have a press conference, and they could have they could let Cooper reach in. He and Mandy could be like Vanna White and reach in and hand him the name, and he could. You know,
well, I promise you this, Mark. I will bet you TJ's paycheck that if they accidentally pull my name, they'll put it right back in.
Oh, this piece of paper is blank. Okay, yeah. You make a good point because I was going to say, so if you win the $1 million, are you quitting your job? But yeah, there's no shot at you winning the $1 million.
There really is. Like, can you imagine? Can you imagine if I gave an acceptance speech?
That's right. Oh, that would be hilarious. After you asked Governor Cooper why he didn't call on you in the last 14 months, if you were to win, that would be funny. Yeah.
Well, that would be a great way to make restitution.
For not calling on you. Yeah.
That's right.
All right. So let the games begin. Brett, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
Brett Jensen from our South Park newsroom. So if you have not gotten the shot and you get one, your name goes in the hat twice. If you have already gotten the shot here in North Carolina and you're a North Carolina resident, then you are in for the drawing. And we'll see if you win $1 million. Who knows, Boomer, you might win.
Yeah. Wow. I'll take it. Yes, sir. I'm not ashamed at all.
That's right. Then Boomer would say, I am not working in this traffic closet looking at these jam cams another minute.